Cautions to a Reformer, Sanitarium, California, November 1906. Elder J. A. Burden. Dear Brother, I have words to speak to you. The Lord has laid upon you responsibilities of no ordinary nature. At the time of the meeting held before you were settled at Loma Linda, when I was so sick, the Lord showed me what was to be your work as director of the sanitarium, and that if you would connect yourself with divine wisdom, you would be taught of God. You need a clear mind in order to settle wisely the many questions that come to you for decision. The Lord would have you taught of Him. My brother, do not allow men of limited experience to come in, as Elder Reaser has done, and assume a controlling power. Brother Reaser has placed himself as teacher and advisor and ruler in many matters, and unless you work and watch carefully, such an influence will retard the work. Brother Reaser should learn that he is not qualified to do the work he supposes he is to do. Brother Reaser supposes that if it were not for his watching of the finances, there would be serious losses, whereas if he had nothing to do and say in these matters, it would save many perplexities. He has taken upon himself burdens that the Lord has not laid upon him. He has learned some of his lessons of Elder Healy, who has done much to retard the work in the South. If he would attend to his work of ministry and keep his hands off the work of directing, he would save himself and others many burdens. From the light that has been given me, I know that it is a mistake for him to be connected with our sanitarium. He should not be a manager. In regard to the health food business, I would urge you to move slowly. Dr. Kellogg's proposition to sell the cornflake rights to our people for 20 years has just been considered by our brethren here, and I fear if I had not been on the ground, this matter would have been carried through to the loss of our food business. When a thing is exalted, as the cornflakes has been, it would be unwise for our people to have anything to do with it. It is not necessary that we make the cornflake an article of food. I would advise you, my brother, to keep away from the influence of Dr. Kellogg's ingenious plans. Let us use our own ingenuity to invent the best kinds of food possible. We are living in the closing days of this earth's history. Souls are starving for a knowledge of the Word of God and of healthful living. Let us seek to carry our work solidly, giving all possible instruction regarding the principles of health reform, praying with the sick, and teaching the people how to care for themselves in sickness and health. The Lord has sent us valuable help in Dr. White, who is studying to know how to follow the way of the Lord. Let there be much earnest prayer on the part of the workers, each depending on the great physician to carry the work according to his purposes. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. In our efforts to build up the cause of God in the earth, we are to make sure work for eternity. Many workers who are bearing responsibilities are embracing too much authority, and they will certainly confuse the human judgment by their dictatorial authority. I must warn my brethren to be on their guard against this. The cause of God is imperiled when the workers become self-confident and seek to embrace more than the Lord has laid upon them. Hindrance instead of advancement is the result of such a spirit. Elder Burden, carry your work intelligently, ever consulting the Word of God, for this Word is very precious to the worker in the cause. Study the messages that God has sent to His people for the last 60 years through the Spirit of Prophecy. Do not seek the counsel of men, but by earnest prayer seek the wisdom of God. A mistake has been made in the past by leaning upon the guidance of men. Seek to correct this mistake.